answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We know what Tulsi Gabbard said, that U.S.-funded research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology contributed to the circumstances that led to COVID-19, and Fauci misled the country, the administration, and the world about his role in it. What are you expecting at this hearing?
You know, I expect he will not tell the truth. I expect him to dissemble. I expect him to filibuster, but I don't expect him to be honest. He has not been honest in the last 6 years, but we have the evidence now that he destroyed records, that he encouraged others to destroy records. We have evidence and the opinion of many of the people who worked around with him that the research that was funded in China and Wuhan was dangerous, gain-of-function research.
That is, of course, Senator Rand Paul talking about the plans for Senator, I should say, Dr. Fake Fauci to testify before Congress. Now, he's been granted a pardon for all the things he might have done regarding COVID, and that would include lying and everything else, and even perjury, probably, in front of Congress. Biden gave him that blanket pardon before he left office. But if he goes back before Congress and commits a new case of perjury and get ready to slam the jail door shut, and I will be applauding. That man has to pay for what he did to our nation, to your children. Thanks for joining us, hour number two, Larry Connors USA. If you missed the first hour, you missed an important the story behind the story. They all are. But today we're talking about the building of Mount Rushmore. How would you listen to it now? Well, I've got an option for you. Everything we do on Larry Connors USA, video and audio, go up as podcast when we finish. You can simply go to News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA. And remember, we're also streaming video while we're on the air. Well, like I'm talking to you right now, we are streaming video. You can watch it. You go to News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, and Facebook. And again, everything's available later as a podcast. You can search your favorite podcast outlet. We'd like you to use us, but you use whatever you want. Simply search Larry Connors USA. And I have just one request of you. If you watch or listen at another time, please push the button to share and send it on to others so they can be involved in the program. Thank you for doing so. With Larry Connors USA, we're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And a program note for you. Tomorrow evening, President Trump has a live address to the nation. Certainly speaking, we expect about Iran, and probably Senator Graham's passing and other items, such as Save the America Election Integrity Act. He'll be speaking at 8 o'clock Central Time. So the president's going to wait to deliver the message until we wrap our program tomorrow night. Thank you, Mr. President. But again, we will be on the air tomorrow night with Larry Connors USA from 6 to 8. And right at 8 o'clock, we will switch you to the network for the live broadcast of President Trump's and his remarks. And he says he wants to have more such primetime remarks. And I love it. The stations, the networks that didn't want to cover him. And I remember one that CNN just rejected. They said, well, we don't have time to fact check him on everything, so we're not going to carry it live. But they almost have to, because they know the American public's going to want to see it. Even if they hate Trump, they're going to want to see what he has to say. And we do have a hatred of this nation that we're going to talk about later as to how it is threatening members of the Supreme Court. Where one of them admitted in a congressional testimony yesterday, the Supreme Court protective details told her, you need to wear a bulletproof vest. Imagine that. In this nation, we have to have a member of our Supreme Court wearing a bulletproof vest. And she is one who admitted that one of the nine justices, including the Chief Justice, so I wonder if they're also, I'm sure they were given that instruction. But are they doing so? And every day with Larry Connors, USA, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You leave this hour with more information than you have right now. So let's go back to Senator Rand Paul talking about Fauci appearing in front of Congress.
This was perhaps the worst public health decision made in our lifetime, maybe in history, to fund this research in a totalitarian country, an opaque country with a less than safe lab and very, very dangerous research. So this was a terrible decision. And we know it was made consciously because Fauci has told us repeatedly that he supports this research even if an accident should happen, even if a pandemic should occur. He thinks that the knowledge is worth the risk. And I think the lives of 15 million people who died approximately would counter that, would say, well, maybe we should question whether the knowledge gained was worth 15 million lives.
Yeah. Was it worth 15 million lives? The answer has to be no, it wasn't. Now, this is based upon what he did and is scheduled to do July 29 on his next testimony. Chairman Rand Paul and the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee will hold that hearing, focusing on, one, the origins of COVID-19 and the lab leak hypothesis. Remember, Fauci was saying, one, you don't need to worry about it, and two, it came from a wet market. In other words, mishandling food items, and then they had the bats infected, and then they infected the people. It went on and on. I mean, it was a circular train as to following where the origin was. And they were denying Wuhan lab that it came from China, as Trump was saying. In the beginning, he didn't know. He had to rely upon Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci said, we rely on the science. Well, now we know that's a lie. We know, in fact, Fauci was aware of this weaponization of the virus being carried out in China using U.S. dollars. Look, I've stated before, and I'll state again, I think it's important that we do research on such viruses. But do not have your enemy and you give them the money to actually carry out the research, because they will weaponize it against you. What kind of idiot would you have to be? Unfortunately, we have several idiots that were around at that point, and some probably still, that were saying, oh, we have no problem with letting China work on it. And we have some underway in our nation as well. And yes, we need to be worried about leaks. That's a legitimate issue. And they're going to look at all the allegations surrounding federal funding for gain-of-function research. It's not an allegation. It's actually confirmed that U.S. dollars through the NIH, National Institutes of Health, were going to Wuhan lab for the weaponization of COVID. And they're going to be focusing on some declassified documents regarding the pandemic response. All of that, Dr. Fauci's got to answer. And if he lies under oath July 29, there will probably be new proceedings to get him on perjury charges, criminal charges. He knows what's at stake. Iran continues to play like it knows what's at stake and that it's in control of what's happening with it and the Hormuz Strait. Well, judging by some of the latest that's happening, and in fact, daylight attacks carried out just today in Iran, and retired General Jack King has more.
What we're doing here, the battle for the Straits of Hormuz is underway. And it will take some time to achieve this end. And because what it is really all about is two things. One, we have to take down their capability in the vicinity of the Straits to interfere with it. And what am I talking about? Obviously, the means, fast boats, drones, anti-ship missiles, but also the controlling and sensors. This is radar, command and control, the logistic infrastructure that supports all of it. So those attacks that are taking place mostly in the coastal area of the Straits of Hormuz, that's a major phase of this operation, and it takes some time to deal with the scale of that. Remember, we started this operation once before. We called it Project Freedom.
Yeah.
And the president stopped it in the 36th hour after Saudi Arabia and others were telling him to please stop. They're going to retaliate against us. And what a lack of spine they displayed there. I mean, we've been providing security for these people for decades, and it's about time for them to step up and put some skin in the game.
And actually, their skin in the game is being burned and destroyed if Iran has anything to do with it. They're going after their Arab neighbors. Bahrain, Oman, Syria, anywhere else that they want to attack, where we either have bases or they just think we're going to hit them because they're aligned with the Western civilization. And of course, today we started daylight bombing attacks directly into Iran, not waiting for nightfall, but daylight. Once again, retired General Jack King.
They attacked six nations in retaliation for the United States starting the battle for the Straits of Hormuz. We have got to take down as much of that retaliation capability as we can.
Yes, yes, sir.
Ballistic missiles, launchers. And we were doing all of that last night and the night before, and we're going to continue to do it. We've likely rubbled some of the entrances to the tunnels where these ballistic missiles and launchers are stored, as we had done before. And those that are outside and exposed, we're going to take down that capability. So this will take some time to achieve this end. So this is a focused end to achieve an opening of the Straits of Hormuz where the United States is complete control and ships will be able to move through it safely. That's what this is about, and it is a key objective that can be achieved militarily. I'm confident that we can do this, and so is Admiral Cooper and the people below him as well.
U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, the arm of the Pentagon responsible for the Middle East, confirming today that it has engaged in a new round of airstrikes against Iranian military missile launch sites. They say the reason is because Iran is attacking random civilian ships in the Strait of Hormuz that they had done, and then they backed off during funeral events for the late dictator, but now they're doing it again. So we're going to start knocking out their ability, and that's going to escalate attacks even more. The Iranian terrorists does not care who it attacks. They're attacking merchant ships, which obviously would have civilians on board. They're trying to disrupt global commerce in the Strait of Hormuz and threatening we will put the world into a crisis. Well, they're not going to be able to put the world into a crisis. They're going to make their effort. By the way, to that extent, President Trump did acknowledge that we're no longer, as he had proposed the other day, a 20% fee to help the cargo ships get through, basically to pay for our military being in the region, paying for protection, like the old protection mob, you might say. But yeah, they need protection, and we have been bearing the weight of it. Well, he's going to lift that. He says, I've got the other Gulf states now putting more skin into the game. They're agreeing to various trade and investment deals, the Gulf states, so we can move forward and still have support, and the U.S. taxpayer is not paying for all of it. So Trump says all ship traffic except for Iran is open, and that Tehran's lying, violent, malicious leadership is placing the country on a path toward big caps total destruction. He said we will therefore have a full blockade, but only on ships coming to and from Iranian ports or carrying anything to do with Iranian cargo. And in fact, we now, in addition to attacking during the day, we now are using something we'd not used before, and that's sea drones. They were built by a company in Austin, and they're using sea drones, sending them in on ships to get closer to some targets, and then launching those sea drones. Which, by the way, intel sources have claimed Cuba, 90 miles off our coast, has 300-plus drones provided to them previously by Russia and Iran. 300 of them. What are we going to do about that? Question raised to President Trump.
reports about Iranian drones in Cuba. There are concerns about that. Where does the relationship with the U.S. stand there? Is military intervention still on the table there?
Well, if they do have that, and they might very well have that, we'll take care of it. Marco's just in the other room. And if they do have that, we'll take care of it in short order. We're not going to have a problem. We're not going to allow that to happen. So it could be that they're storing some. We're looking into it now. It could be so, and it maybe isn't. But we'll figure it out, Fred.
We'll figure it out. Well, by that, and of course, I don't want him to lay all the cards out on the table. But you have to believe that they're closely watching and monitoring what's happening in Cuba. And no reason we wouldn't be. But earlier today, Iran did send drones into an oil hub warehouse in Kuwait, sparking massive explosions. So they continue to fire back at their neighbors. And they were basically aligned previously against the U.S. Not totally in agreement at every step, but at least we had to worry about them as well. Now those Arab nations realize we cannot deal with Iran. We cannot contain them. They want to destroy us as well. And some of it has to do with the division of tribal and religious unity, or lack of, in the region between the Shias and the Sunni Muslims. They don't like each other. They've been at war for decades. I correct that. Centuries, and they continue. But Trump says we are going to deal with the Cuban drones at some point. That is firing a shot across the bow of Cuba. I hope they pay attention. Because those drones can reach certainly our base at Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and certainly Navy or private and commercial vessels that would include luxury liners in the Caribbean and into at least southern Florida, maybe even northern Florida and our Gulf Coast of America area. So we're going to have to take some action at some point. In the meantime, all of the shootings that have been taking place, justified or not, and I'm not going to say they are all justified, I'm not going to say they're all not justified, between ICE agents trying to stop illegals, sometimes going after a particular target, sometimes shooting and killing someone who they say was not really a target. Well, of course, the left wants to dissolve ICE. There is a change in ICE tactics. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Oh, people are extremely upset. They're also very sad for this family, the whole community in our state. People, you know, should not have to fear going to work in the morning and think that they will never see their three-year-old child again. ICE has been conducting continual operations in our state. We know because my office in Portland has a steady stream of people who are looking for someone who's been detained or who are afraid to go to work because they are targeted by ICE. So these operations have been ongoing in our state.
What questions do you have at this point about this incident?
Oh, we have a long list of questions for Homeland Security. We want to make sure that Maine is allowed to be conducting its own independent investigation, that all of the evidence is kept, that we have complete information about why the officer chose to do this, and also about how this agency is run. Congress is demanding more information. This is overfunded, chaotic agency that I don't believe should even exist anymore, and is conducting operations like this in states like Maine. Very low crime rate. These people are our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers.
But they're here illegally, and they may or may not have a deportation order against them. But ICE does that to remove and take out those who have a deportation statement against them. They can't just let it sit there. Well, that was Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, Democrat of Maine, more than willing to talk about on NPR's Morning Edition about the recent shooting incidents involving ICE officers and illegals or suspected illegals and are someone that might not have been illegal but caught in the crossfire. Sometimes because, according to the officers, they turned their car into a weapon against the officers trying to run them down. So, of course, the push by the left is to stop ICE entirely. And I don't want to see anyone sentenced to death, basically, if they enter the country illegally, if they've done nothing else wrong. That is not a death sentence. And I don't believe ICE officers are looking to gun people down just to be gunning them down. Why would you? And if you got some cowboys in the ranks, and yeah, they need to be pulled out. And they are making an effort to do some retraining, but is that going to be effective, and is it going to quiet the left? No, it's not going to quiet the left. Once again, you go back to this PBS interview with Congresswoman Pingree from Maine.
Your concerns about the investigation. In previous shootings like this, there has been some dispute over who controls the investigation. What we're hearing so far is that the FBI, along with the DHS Inspector General, will control the investigation. Do you know, and do you have any way to assure that local officials will have access to the investigative materials, that will that have the opportunity to do their own investigation? Do you have any means to ensure that that happens?
Well, it was certainly my number one concern, and I believe the concern of the entire delegation. As you heard, our Attorney General said they are opening an investigation. I know our governor is anxious to do this, and we will be pressing DHS to make sure that what happened in Minnesota, where they withheld information and destroyed evidence, does not happen in this situation. We need to have complete access to this. Congress does not trust that DHS will do a sufficient investigation, and certainly in Maine, people do not trust ICE and their operations in our state.
Well, one of those shootings took place in Harris County, Texas, the Houston area. And the Harris County District Attorney now announcing his office will conduct a parallel investigation to the FBI because we don't trust the FBI. Of course, we were told to trust them when Biden had weaponized the FBI and James Comey and others to go after Trump. We're told, just trust us. We're the FBI, Federal Bureau of Intelligence. Not so much so during the Biden administration. But this Harris County District Attorney who's announcing he's going to conduct a parallel investigation into one of the shootings that took place in Houston, the Harris County area, some say that could actually interfere or slow down with the ongoing federal investigation by ICE and the FBI, but they don't care. They want to exercise whatever authority they can to do so. And this DA, just coinkydinky, received significant campaign contributions from George Soros. So yes, there's another agenda here. We know exactly what the agenda is. You want another statement about that agenda? Washington Congresswoman Yayapal.
We have to disband ICE. We have to melt ICE. We have to abolish ICE. Whatever word you want to use, what we need to get to is the end result that ICE should not exist as it exists. And DHS should not exist as it exists. Like, yes. There's no reason for DHS to exist. Immigration is a civil enforcement matter. It is not criminal. And that's what people keep not understanding. It is a civil enforcement matter. It used to be done out of the Department of Justice as a civil matter. Now it's been criminalized. It's been put into this massive agency that was created after 9/11 that should not be there, is completely unaccountable and sprawling.
Now, she mentions 9/11. Aside from 9/11, you remember when the Democrat candidates, including Biden, were all running at that time to go after Trump after his first term? And all those on the stage were asked, do you support open borders? And they all agreed, yeah, we're for open borders. In other words, they were going to take what was a criminal violation to enter our nation illegally. If someone enters your home, is that a criminal violation? Yeah, because it's your sanctuary, your home. Our nation is our sanctuary, our home. And without that border control, you have no nation. In the meantime, the Mexican government now using lawyers to block ICE repatriating migrant Mexicans back to Mexico. They're not going to take them as we deport them. That's what they say. Well, there are other nations that have said they will take anyone ICE wants to deport. They might end up in Haiti. I don't think they would like that. And we've also said, look, if you're here illegally, you have a chance to get out on your own. And within these recent shootings, there is a change in ICE and the tactics. Border Czar Tom Holman said there will be a temporary pause in most ICE vehicle stops. And he says this, and I agree with this point. He said, look, when the alien leaves his home, when he gets into the car, you can arrest him then. You can wait until he gets into the destination, arrest him when he gets out. He said, we know vehicle assaults are up over 3,400%. So we can arrest him away from the vehicle unless we know he's headed into a school area and maybe putting kids in danger. It's a pause, supposedly, and making sure their training is up to speed. I have no issue with that. And yes, you can arrest them outside their car. That's back to the Waco incident. They did not have to have that standoff. He was into the nearby community all the time, and they could have grabbed him at any time, but then they decided to try to grab him when he's inside the Waco compound. In the meantime, Trump is saying ICE should resume the traffic stops after his own administration has suspended them for a period of time. They're on pause. But again, keep in mind what the Democrats really want is not a pause in arresting illegals, migrants, be they in their car or walking down the street. They don't want our borders protected. They want anyone illegal in this country to stay and do whatever the hell they want.
Do police really need to use guns? Do we need as much of a police force? And so if we ask ourselves about how we spend money in the public, where that money goes, where it comes from, we need to make a lot better decisions about investing in the things that root out poverty rather than investing in policing poverty. And we need to understand that these are racialized questions because of systemic racism. When we make a choice to invest in policing in a majority black community rather than to invest in public schools, that choice is influenced by systemic racism. And so we need to take that on, we need to root it out, and we need to be investing in people in the communities in which they live, learn, work, pray, and play, rather than be investing in policing them in those communities. Yeah. And when we talk about the question of quote-unquote defunding the police, it's a question of asking, how do we right-size government away from the racist ideologies that have led us to investing in war materiel for policing rather than public health for children?
That's Abul Al-Sayed, running as a Democrat for a U.S. Senate seat in Michigan, wanting to abolish ICE, believes we should disarm police officers. They're serious on every point. Let me take you back to Congresswoman Pingree, and she lays it out. The words are very clear as to what they will do if they get back into control.
Well, each one of these incidents, I think, give us more leverage to say to our Republican colleagues, when are you going to shut down this agency? When are you going to block their horrendous amounts of funding that you've given them? They are lawless and operating in a way that isn't consistent with law enforcement, and we will continue to fight for that. And if we're in the majority, we will certainly take action.
We will take action if we're in the majority. That should be a warning to every conservative and even Democrats who are actually thinking rationally, recognizing if these lefties, progressives, Marxists, communists get in control, they will destroy our nation more so than what they've already done in damaging it. She makes it very clear. We get back in control, that's what we're going to do to begin with, and they will. That's why your votes are very important as we go into the midterm elections. Coming up, are you ready to end daylight saving time? That's still to come. And Joe Biden writing a book? Oh, really? And what about more fraud inside our government?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. And NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
One House committee estimates around $27 billion in improper payments are going to people taking advantage of this system. Now, for months, the Government Accountability Office has been investigating fraud in the Obamacare marketplace. In a new report, it found that a lack of basic safeguards allows bad actors to use fake identities, other people's social security numbers, and even dead people to receive subsidies. This investigation found as many as 160,000 people using the program legitimately had their accounts accessed and changed without their permission. The House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Brett Guthrie blames the previous administration and sent us a statement saying the Biden-Harris administration actively removed safeguards protecting Americans from unscrupulous actors taking advantage of them, including unauthorized enrollments and switching Obamacare plans. The Trump administration also said last month that it's removing millions of fraudsters from the Obamacare rolls.
It's amazing how much fraud and theft was taking place under Obama Biden. And keep in mind, let me remind you again of this. We would not know any of this if Trump had not been reelected. We were barely uncovering it in his first term, and now we're getting even more details. And it continued even when Trump was in office because of the swamp. It was that deep. That's a report from Fox News about a new GAO report, Government Accounting Office report, tracking our money and spending, exposing $27 billion in Obamacare fraud. Obamacare fraud. Biden and Harris and his administration gutted income verification. You didn't have to prove your income if you're going to get some Obamacare money. You didn't have to have an even identity authentication. You didn't have to prove who you were before you got the money. And in fact, there were brokers willing to get all of that in front of you. You simply sign it and they'll send it in for a fee. They would take care of it for you. Well, now we're seeing it. And I want to remind you again, and again and again, if Trump had not been elected this time around, we would know nothing of this. It would have just vaporized. It'd be something to be uncovered 20, maybe 50 years from now. Those in the future will look back on this time as a revelation of uncovering fraud in our government to such a deep extent, and it hurts Americans every time a dollar is stolen. You have your own business, you run your business, or you just have yourself employed, or you work for someone else. If someone's taking a cut of your paycheck, a cut of your income, a cut of your profits, they're stealing from you. You know that. Are you going to let them go just because they're, okay, that's all right by me? Really? Of course you're not. Now that again is just in Obamacare fraud, $27 billion. In the meantime, the Labor Department is reporting H-1B scammers who are coming in under a visa to work here They're actually stealing not just money, but jobs, especially from our young people.
The thing is, it's not just the tech industry. We're also seeing in the medical world and healthcare and physician assistants who are getting shipped in from foreign countries and taking the jobs away from our children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews who are going to school for 10 plus years for these degrees. And that's why we have said absolutely no more. We're going to start issuing subpoenas. We're going to conduct this investigation. And just like I did when I was an NYPD detective, I am going to make sure that my team has every resource necessary. We're going to work with the White House Task Force on Fraud.
That is Deputy IG Anthony Desposito talking about how the American youth are seeing their jobs stolen from them by those being shipped in from foreign countries, taking their jobs that they would get. As you well know, the other day, the Supreme Court ruled on birthright citizenship, saying, no, you can become a citizen if you're just born on our soil. Three of the justices, of course, dissenting. Because this birthright citizenship has been abused. But they say, well, that violates the 14th Amendment if you don't allow it to stay in place. And there's been talk about maybe Trump should try to codify by executive order that, no, if you're born here, and you're an illegal citizen born of illegal parents, you're not a U.S. citizen automatically. And, of course, there'd be trials and, I should say, court filings and everything else to stop that. And then there's also the idea of maybe having an entire new amendment to the Constitution, which we discussed the other day. And Senator Jim Banks is pushing that issue.
Senator Jim Banks announcing that legislation will be introduced today aimed at ending birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants and birth tourists. Senator Banks says defining them as children of invaders under federal law. This after the Supreme Court ruling last month dealt a setback to President Trump's executive order on the issue.
Yeah, they will call them invaders. Because they came into the country illegally, their parents did. And if they're born to an invader, then we should be able to expel them. Look, I'm not looking to criticize and actually castigate children who have no idea where they were born until many years later. But their parents have part of a plot in their mind. And it might be just a familial issue in the sense of getting our family inside the USA. But is also being weaponized by our enemies. Get to America, have the baby, they'll have a passport to come back to America and bring others with them, members of their so-called family. In the future, it is a long-range game. China plays that game, and they're playing us. This is not just Mexican nationals coming across the border, having a child and then going back across the border, knowing that child can come back. Because unfortunately, most of those who are doing this birthing tourism approach, they're not looking to assimilate into America. They're looking to destroy whatever exists 18 plus years down the road. I want you to hear from a podcaster that he said and raises the question and the argument, which I'm making, but I'll let you hear from someone else. He has basically his view when it comes to granting all of this citizenship to these people.
We allow people that are not natural-born citizens of this country to represent the natural-born citizens of this country. Do we think that people that have openly said that their allegiance lies with another country are going to represent you and I and everybody else? That's an absurd thought, and we all know it's not true. So when are we going to wake the f*** up and quit allowing people to come here from other countries who are not citizens to serve in our government and make policy that does not represent the United States taxpayer? Because that's the actual problem here, and nobody wants to say it. These people do not belong here. When you bring third world people to America, they don't magically convert into American culture. They bring over all the savagery that they have lived with their entire lives here to your backyard.
That is Andy Frisella, the host of Real AF. Bill Clinton, let me quote Bill Clinton. He said, "We are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws." Laws. And yet I heard a Democrat congresswoman earlier that we had on the air just moments ago saying, that was a civil law, not a criminal law. You can't arrest people if they break that law. Yes, you can. And you can certainly deport them. You may have to arrest them to deport them. And you know that Americans no longer trust the legacy national media. According to one of the latest surveys, and this states that only 8% of Americans have a great deal of trust in mass media. And that figure is even lower among Republicans, only about 3%. What changed? New York, Hollywood interests, steamrolling stations and networks to do their bidding. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr says, we're going to change that. We need to go back. We need to bring more balance to our media. Yes, we do. We've already let it get so far out of kilter, it's going to take a little effort and work to make it do, but we must do it. Not just for you today, and not just for your children, but your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. In the history books going forward and looking back, will they see this time as America's fallen apart and they did nothing about it? Now, there's one thing that many of us, I believe, can agree on. Don't like changing the clocks twice a year. Let's pick one and go with the other. And I prefer where we are right now. Well, there's actually a move afoot in Congress on that. I'll bring you that story. But before that, the threat to our Supreme Court justices. We heard testimony yesterday from Justices Barrett and Kagan about how big the threat has gotten, and they need another $18 million, $14 million to help protect Supreme Court justices, and I think rightly so. Listen to how Justice Barrett described what she has faced.
Roughly 6 weeks ago, I was the victim of a swatting incident. At that point, one of my teenage sons opened the door to go out with friends and saw in our street, it was full of police cars, who had responded to a false report of gunshots and raised voices in my home. I was very, very grateful that I had Supreme Court police outside my home because they were able to stop and meet with and explain to the county police that it had been a false alarm, and so the police did not actually attempt to enter our home.
Now, again, that swatting is when someone calls police and tells them there's a disturbance or there's a threat going on at this particular address. And, of course, police have to respond. They go rushing over there to see, to protect someone. You could be the staunchest Democrat in the world. And lefty, far left, communist, Marxist. But if anyone calls in and says there's violence or something going on at your house, just to have police come attack you or arrest you, enter your home, see what's going on, that's swatting, and that is wrong. It's illegal. I don't care how much you detest the Marxist communists. That is wrong. But in this case, it was being carried out a member of our U.S. Supreme Court. And she unveiled during her congressional testimony yesterday, the Supreme Court Security Force said, we need to tell you to do this.
They have required me to, my children, to think about and see things that children should not have to see or think about. One example is when threats to my life were particularly intense a few years ago around the time of the Dobbs leak. My security detail sent me home with a bulletproof vest, and I carried it into my house, put it into my bedroom, dropped it down on a table, turned around, and my 12-year-old son was standing in the doorway of my bedroom. And he wanted to know what it was and why I had it. And I didn't know how to respond because maybe I lack imagination, but I didn't expect that performing this service was going to put me in the position of explaining to my children what a bulletproof vest was and why I had to wear one.
Yeah. and you're a U.S. Supreme Court justice, no one is safe with the idiocy that's running around out there. And the left is not doing anything to quiet it. They don't condemn it. And even being silent is wrong. Well, the Sunshine Protection Act of 2025 did pass the U.S. House yesterday, 308 to 117. 23 Republicans were among 95 Democrats voting against ending daylight saving time. President Trump has supported it even from his first term. He said the bill is so important that hundreds of millions of dollars are spent every year by people, cities, states being forced to change their clocks. Now, I know changing your clock isn't that big of a deal other than being a hassle and a nuisance. What I end up doing, I just keep my clocks and my watch on the time we are right now. And I know for a period of time there, I had to readjust my mind as to what is a real time. Larry, you're an idiot. Why don't you just change? Because I don't want to. But there's also a report from the health industry. Health experts reporting a negative opinion of daylight savings time. Fatal accident reporting system adding there's a 17% increase in traffic fatalities on the Monday after the shift, and fatal motor vehicle accidents remain elevated for the first 6 days after the clocks spring ahead. So there is validity to just stay with one. And I say stay with the one we've got. Joe Biden is working on a book. That's supposedly what he's doing, a memoir that he is going to have. And I'm looking at some remarks written on Breitbart by some of their people saying, in fact, quoting a former Los Angeles mayoral candidate, Spencer Pratt, saying, this guy couldn't even sign his own name. He's writing books. And Biden says it's going to be about the challenges we face as a nation. And the decisions I made and why. Oh, yeah. And it's pointed out in the Breitbart article, which I'll agree, his memoir titled Promise Me America will be bought up by all the NGO bribe money sent out there to kind of show it was bought and paid for. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.